Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Hit pause, grab a pen or pencil and a notepad. It's time for your 2024 business plan. Hey, everybody, Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team here. We're real estate agents here in Ohio, serving basically from Columbus North all the way up to Northeast Ohio. Number one team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., on pace to do about 500 transactions this year. So if you're interested in what we do and how we do it, hit that subscribe button, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can go to 21mike.com to schedule an appointment with me or someone on the team. I'm joined for Tuesday training, as always, by broker owner Tony Geraci. How's it going, Tony?
It's going well. This nice, cold, snowy day, but that's where it's nice when you could work from home.
It's brutal out there. This morning I said, why are they canceling school? And I hopped in the truck and I had to throw it in four-wheel drive. So it is pretty brutal out there. So if you're out here in Northeast Ohio, please take it slow. Tony is, as I said, broker owner of Homestar, over 500 agents, doing over 2,000 transactions a year. And Tony makes himself available for coaching, training. If you're interested in, you know, learning what Homestar has to offer, you know, you get a little taste here, but there's so much more. You know, about 16 years ago, Tony, is when I got licensed. And to think how much I've grown since then, going from a part-time agent to number one team in the country, you know, a lot of that is thanks to you and Brenda. So I appreciate that. And why don't you say a few words and let people know how to get in touch with you?
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm always available. Well, I'm always make myself available for those emergencies. And then everything else is scheduled after that. So always feel free to text me at 216-374-1269. That's the best way to get a hold of me and get back to you and throw you on my schedule.
Yeah, I was watching. Well, I wasn't really watching it. It was on in the background, but Million Dollar Listing, the New York version with Ryan Serhant. Everybody knows him if you're in real estate, at least, or you watch that show. And he was telling some clients, I work 22 hours a day. This is all I do, 22 hours a day. And the client was like, well, what do you do for the other 2 hours? And he's like, well, I sleep. You know, so Tony, yeah, that kind of reminded me of you, how accessible you are. But let's get to the matter at hand. Like I said, grab a pen or pencil and a notepad, take some notes. If you're watching this recorded, hit pause wherever you need to, because we're going to go 5 weeks worth of 20 minutes at a time, creating a business plan for 2024. And Tony, today's big picture. So we're going to talk about vision, mission, values, motivators, and then homework. Okay, so that's what we're going to hit today. And the first thing, and Tony, I invite you to do this as well. We like to start with vision because it's a destination, you know, and I think like there's a saying, start with the end in mind. So start with the result in mind. I think too many of us just kind of go out and grind every day and we hope that it turns out okay. But I would literally grab a pen or pencil right now and write down what it looks like for you if you ask yourself, where do I want to be in 10 years, 5 years, and 1 year? What is that vision? Tony, I bet you do this. And, you know, I know your vision is probably a tad different being a broker owner, but for agents, you know, do you think many agents do this? And why is it so important to have that 10, 5, and 1 year vision?
No, I feel unfortunately most agents don't because they just want to take it. They have the feeling of I'm going to take as many listings as I can get. I want as many sales as I can get. They don't have it down to a science of numbers from how many people in your database, how many calls, how many contacts, all the way up the ladder, which you I'm sure you're going to go through a little bit today and over the next few weeks. But very few agents actually have it written down in a spreadsheet or visible for them from start to finish. And that's why majority of agents don't hit the levels that they want.
As many as I can get is not a goal. It's not a number. So I think quantifying it is really important. And keep in mind, guys, when we talk about the vision for 10, 5, and 1 year, it's not just real estate. It's not just number of sales. It's not just dollars. Ask yourself what you want your life to look like. You know, maybe it's more free time. Maybe it's more vacations. Maybe it's buying a boat or a vacation or sending a kid to school. You know, that is that's also a vision. That should be part of the vision. So don't be so hyper-focused on real estate that you miss the big picture. So let me move on. I want to just, again, high level today, take some notes, write down for you guys what it means. But number two, I want to talk about mission. So on our team, we have a mission statement, and we literally start every meeting by reciting the mission statement. I'll share it with you guys in a second, but your mission is different than mine. Okay, so having a mission statement, just a short phrase that epitomizes your purpose, your values, I think it's really important. Even if you're a solo agent, what is your mission? So ours, and again, I'll share it. You don't have to, you can copy it or parts of it or create your own, but ours is to provide a superior, memorable experience so that we are the team that buyers, sellers, vendors, and other agents want to work with us. And it epitomizes what we try to be. Now, do we hit the mark every time? No, but it's that North Star, that guiding light that puts us in the direction of that goal. So, Tony, I'll drop it in your lap for a second. Any comments on a mission, creating a mission statement for agents?
No, that's great. That's exactly what a mission statement should be, just exactly in writing, in paragraph form of what your mission statement is, not numbers or things. That's more of a business plan things. But yeah, no, that's perfect, because that's your goal is to the public. Your goal is to do that mission statement, to be better, to serve better, to do all of that. Now, internally, that's true too, but also there's numbers and money you want to make too.
Exactly. The business plan is different than the mission statement, the vision, and the values. This is like core stuff, guys. This is what you're all about. And if you really stick to this, that exudes out of your every pore. You know, people recognize that. Tony, I can't tell you how many times I will encounter an agent that I've never dealt with, and they'll approach me about something and say, Mike, I'm doing a deal with one of your teammates. I didn't realize it was your team, but wow, you have such a great reputation. Knowing it's you guys, I feel confident that the deal is going to get done. And I'm like, wow, that's great. That means that we're accomplishing the mission, which is, you know, everything that I just talked about. And it creates a reputation, a brand. Okay. So again, this is big picture stuff, guys. Now, what forms that is what I said earlier, values. So I think it's important to take a minute, again, hit pause if you have to, and write down what your values are. So I'll give you a couple examples. Tony, I'll throw it over to you in a second. You can talk about values for agents. One of our core values as a team is that we always keep front of mind that it's the client first, not us first. So that client first, not us first mentality guides us so that when we're doing our day to day, we can take pause and say, you know, is this really what's best for the client, not what's best for me? That's just one value. I would invite all of you to make a list of as many values that epitomize who you are. So, Tony, comments on values.
No, that's perfect. It's kind of because if you don't keep your clients happy, don't get them to their goals, you're not going to earn that commission, and you're not going to earn referrals. And as a company, we take that a step further. We're like, what can we do to help our agents be more successful? Because we as a company don't make any money unless the agents make money and have commissions and are successful. So it's really somewhat of a partnership, definitely between agent and company, but it's a partnership. You both have the same goals as you and your client, because you don't get to the end unless they get to the end. That's part of the beauty of real estate, is you don't get pay unless we do our jobs.
Yeah. And Tony, I've heard a saying, and I'm going to say this, and don't take this in a negative way, but it's having a servant mentality where it's service first and everything else will follow. If we solve problems, if we help people, then the end goal happens. You know, we all want more sales. Look, let's be realistic here. We're all capitalists. We all want to make more money, make more sales, more accolades, whatever it is that is part of your vision. But by putting the needs of others first, those things kind of fall in line. So that's the value. So just to recap section one, it's your 10, 5, and 1 year vision, your mission statement, and your values. What comprises, what drives you to that mission statement? All right, next section, we're going to talk about motivators. And I've got a couple things here, actually three things. First, we're going to talk about what is your why, And if you haven't read it, go get the book, Start With Why by Simon Sinek. Awesome books. It's your why, it's your accountability, and your commitment. Okay, those are the three things that are all part of this accountability or motivator section. So your why is why you get up every morning and do this. You know, again, like Tony started out with, it's, well, let me go get as much business as possible. That's not really a why. If that's your only driver, if that's what gets you out of bed in the morning, that's not a very good why. There's something better. There's something deeper that drives you. And I would challenge you guys to really dig deep and say, like, what is my why? Why am I getting up and doing this every day? So Tony, I'm going to put you on the spot for a second. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you, what is your why? Like, why do you get up every morning and bust your butt to help agents and do everything that you do?
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number one team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
Well, first, to be successful in anything or to be successful, it doesn't mean amount of money is where you're comfortable, where you're happy. If you're, are you reaching your goals? Because I have some very, very successful agents that sell 5 houses a year. That's all they want. They have another job or other things, and they do a great job of those 5 sales. So success is where you're happy. So to me, is just, I love what I do. So I'm happy, grateful every day. I get to do what I love to do, you know, all day long, you know, and sometimes when you like something so much, it's kind of like, and sorry to take up too much time on this, but I like the question is like, you ever go to a restaurant and you love that food and then you bring someone else and they don't like it. And you're like, how do you not like this? This is great. I don't understand it because you just have different tastes. Like me, what I do, I hear from agents all every day. They go, oh, I couldn't do what you do. I'm like, but I love it. Why wouldn't you like it? And same with agents. There's a lot of people that can't do. So number one for me is just that you enjoy what you do because you won't get to where you were if there isn't some type of enjoyment in what you do or like it or hate it the least. Is that me?
Well, sure.
Because if any of us won a $1 billion lottery, we're probably not going to work the next day, you know, on that. I probably would a little bit. I don't know what to do with my time, you know,
yeah.
But I would probably, you know, cut back a little bit. But that you got to like what you do first. But then your why, if you're just doing this, what are you doing that with that money? Just to save, you know, can't take your money with you. But to me, it's just my kids and college and helping them get started saving for retirement someday. But I'll never retire. I mean, I love what I do. It's, you know, it's the beauty of real estate. That's why the average age of realtors has always been in the late 50s, because you could really keep your license active forever until God tells you no. Right. So hopefully that made some sense.
It did. And Tony, I suspected that, you know, whenever I hear you talking about helping agents, you know, you always kind of light up, you know, it's like, it's apparent in your demeanor, your face, your expressions, your words, you know, so I know for you, it's the sheer joy, you know, that's one of your motivators, but you mentioned your kids and college and all that stuff. So I think for each person, each agent listening, your why is different. Okay. Your why is not the same as mine, not the same as Tony's, but really think about that because that is what's going to motivate you. Okay. We're talking motivators here. Now, next in the step of motivators is that accountability aspect. I personally, Tony, have never had much problem with accountability. I never needed my teachers, my coaches to say, Mike, work harder, because I just work hard. I'm very, very competitive by nature, but not everyone is wired that way. Some people have told me, Mike, when I got a coach, that's when everything changed for me. When I got a mentor, when I joined a team, whatever that is, some level of accountability is necessary for anyone trying to reach a goal. I mean, there's whole businesses centered around this, Tony, life coaches, professional trainers, you know, personal trainers. Like, Tony, you know how to lift weights, right? I mean, anyone knows how. They can go online and see this stuff. So why do we have personal trainers? That's someone who is their accountability partner, helping them attain their goals. So real quick, Tony, I'll just drop it in your lap. Talk about accountability just for a second, and then we'll move on.
Sure, as a broker, as a coach, that was hard for me early on to get understand the accountability part outside of yourself, because similar to you, I didn't have anybody telling me what to do every day. I tell myself what I need to do and want to do and get done. But a lot of people are not geared like that. They're geared with of that. Like example, that I learned early on the difference between accountability and discipline. You know, I always look at myself, I'm like, I need to be disciplined with things, but really I mean accountable to myself. Example, and I sometimes early on in being a broker, I had some agents come that were directly from the military, and I said, oh, these people are going to be great. They are disciplined as all discipline, because they're doing things that I couldn't even do, and they didn't make it. Not to say all people in the military, but they were told what to do, and when they weren't told what to do anymore, they couldn't be disciplined anymore. So no disrespect to anybody in the military there. I would just say that's my ultimate thought now. When I have someone in the military, I said, can you discipline yourself?
Discipline is different than accountability. And exactly. I know Mike, who's Mike, one of our teammates, is on. He's former military. I'm sure he can think of
right. I was thinking of Mike as soon as you said that.
So, yeah.
No disrespect to you, Mike, but you would probably say that. But that's
but it's different.
Yeah, you have to be make yourself accountable for what you need to do every day, or it won't get done.
Or get an accountability partner. It could be another agent. It could be like your accountability buddy, right? It could be a coach. It could be a team lead, a mentor, whatever. But having some form of accountability. Now, we'll get into details in the coming weeks as to how you can put tools in place for accountability. We use something called CTE on our team, and I'm not a stockholder or anything. I don't get perks for referring you, but CTE, it's a online spreadsheet, very elaborate way of tracking and measuring. And that's what we use. It's cheap. It's $30 a month. But anyway, the next step after accountability is the commitment. And, you know, our coach, you know, we're in Tom Ferry coaching, as you know, Tony, and, you know, Tom Ferry always talks about, are you just interested or are you committed? You know, how dialed in are you? How important is it to you to attain these goals, to achieve these things that we're laying out in a business plan? And what is plan B? What happens if you don't? I think it's important to think about that, because if you set a goal and you ask yourself, well, what happens if I don't hit this goal? If you kind of shrug your shoulders and say, yeah, whatever, it's not a very powerful goal, is it? But if you set a goal that says, I need to do this in order to put my kid through school, or I need to do this to get out of debt, those are pretty meaningful goals. And the what ifs become powerful motivators. So the level of commitment. So motivators, your why, your accountability, and commitment. Okay, so Tony, I want to shift gears here. The last thing is the homework. So you and I both know that this is a simple business, but it's not easy. How many times have we said that? And it really boils down to some very simple numbers. And I'm sure you do this with agents when you sit down with them. And by the way, again, reach out to Tony, you know, go back, rewind, hit that text number, hit him up. If you want to sit down, you know, whether you're already with Homestar or you want to talk to Tony about what it looks like to be coached and mentored at our brokerage here. Or if you're interested in, you know, hitting me up for the team, it's mike@21mike.com. But this is where we always start. We always start with some homework. So for you guys, write this down. I want to know, and you can pull this up in the MLS, your 2023 numbers. We got to start with a baseline. If you're a brand new agent, fine. We'll start with nothing, a zero. Or if you didn't close any deals, you know, we have agents on the team that start with zero, and their first year are closing 3 deals, 10 deals, you know, 20 deals, whatever it is. But your 2023 numbers, we want to know how many units you did, how many buyers, how many sellers, if you're doing renters, the dollars, the average price per sale. And then, of course, where that business came from. Okay, so make that list. And for step 2 next week, we're going to talk about that stuff and start boiling it down to more of a business plan. But we need that data first. Tony, I know I kind of rambled there for a minute. Let me throw it back to you, the whole simple business, but it's not easy. If it was easy, we'd all be mega million dollar producers, right?
Oh yeah, no, it's the simplest and hardest thing, and it's kind of like back to the restaurant analogy. It's going to a restaurant and there's too much too big of a menu. You end up eating the same thing you did the last time because you don't know what to choose. It's kind of like when I tell agents, they go, "Okay, what should I do today?" Call anybody. What do you mean call anybody? Anybody, just start calling. Well, I don't even know where to start because that's too big a broad of a goal of a menu of I don't even know where to start. So my quick not to things that I've been telling agents for the last couple of weeks and reminding them, this time of year is that one of your goals should be getting that your database to a certain level, right, Mike? We'll go over that and having a certain number of people that you've talked to that will consistently talk to you over a longer period of time, and you get to a certain number, you're going to get a certain number of people, a certain number of appointments, certain number of closings. And I know we're going to go over that, so I don't want to ruin the surprise now.
No, that's a perfect teaser. And that's why we say it's such a simple business. It's so simple. What do? We talk to people. And your business will directly correlate to the number of real estate conversations you have. So a little bit of a spoiler alert there. So I was smiling, Tony, because as you were talking, I was reminded of a story that Greg Harrelson told at the last Century 21 convention. So he had a new agent in the office who was kind of floundering. And Greg told him the same thing you just said. Just go talk to people, go make calls. I don't care who you call. It was almost word for word. It was funny. And so the agent was like, "Well, I don't know who to call. He said, "Fine, instead of calling people, then go stand in the middle of the office." And the agent was like, "What do you mean? Just stand there and do what?" He said, "Nothing. Just go stand there." And so the agent did it. And so after a little while, the agent's kind of looking around and finally sat down at a desk and started making calls. And Greg did that on purpose because he knew he was making a point. Look, you just have to talk to people. It doesn't matter who you talk to. Open the phone book if you have to. Just get a list of people, dial the people in your phone, whatever it is. But it was, I had this vision of Greg's agent standing in the middle of the office, kind of looking around, going, "What am I supposed to be doing? He told me to stand here." But great story.
No, it is. I'm just not to go into teasers. I go, you have enough. Most people have enough contacts right now in their phone right now to get them enough 30 sales a year if you start calling those people now. I know you do. Go. So maybe that's the homework. Find out how many contacts you have in your phone. Let's start with that because every
Sounds
one of
good.
those people in your phone know you from something. It could be the person that's where you get your haircut. It could be where you order your pizza from. It could be something. They know who you are. Me and Mike will give you ideas on how to connect with whoever's in that phone.
Yeah, one of the segments coming up that we have in the next 4 weeks is sources of business. So guys, if you're scratching your head saying, "I still don't get it," don't worry. That's one of the segments we're going to do, sources of business. Again, next 4 weeks, we're going to give you everything you need to create a basic business plan. So stay tuned for that. Let me just recap the homework real quick, Tony, and we'll wrap it up. So your homework, collect your 2023 numbers, your units, your dollars, number of buyers, number of sellers, dollar per sale, and your sources of business. Think about everything we talked about today and start thinking about what you really want for 2024. And we're going to put it on paper next week. So, Tony, final thoughts before we wrap up?
Nope, this is great stuff. You just need to get this together now before the beginning of the year.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. 21mike.com if you want to get a hold of us, and tune in next week. Follow the 21 Mike team on Facebook. You can see our videos there. And of course, subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss future updates. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.
Have a great one. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed free beer and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Join us next time when Mike and Tony discuss your 2024 blueprint. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.